Anyone who ever mounts to be someone is faced at least one critic. Come on, lift your hands, yo, if you've ever received any of these comments. It's not that pretty though. You are trying to show off. You are too much. Wakudada. And the worst of them is when you're already doing something and they say it. No, you shouldn't do that because, and they gave you many reasons why it will fail. Well, I'm raising my hands right now. If you haven't, then it means you're not doing anything, sweetheart. And mind you, I'm not being a critic. Welcome to another episode, the third episode of the Hey You series with Petty Nduru. And today I'm sharing my stories about criticism and how to overcome it. Okay, let's get to it. So, before we get into this topic, there are a few things I want you to know about critics. Hey you, I want you to forgive them. Yes, you heard right. Please forgive them. Don't hold a grudge against them. Say, I forgive you deep inside your heart and move on. Most of us do not realize that we are being critics. Yes, you can be a critic to someone, and I can also be a critic to someone. We are all humans. I remember I said something to someone a few weeks ago, and truth be told, I was just trying to make new friends. But the other person did not take it that way, and the report that later came said I was bullying that person. I wish I knew how to, but I think you now get what I'm trying to say. You can say something and you were joking and you meant well, and it can appear like criticism to someone. On the other side, you remember that person you labeled your critic. Yes, that one. Hey you, please forgive him or her. Maybe it was not his or her fault. Maybe it is what that person heard about you and they built up a complex, or you did something to that person at a certain point. So I want you to breathe. Forgive and let go. We'll get back to this in a short while. Just stay with me. So we are all set now. Okay, let's get through this together. I've had many critics growing up. And the most common thing they said about me was unyezungu, which means forwardness in English. Well, I can admit that 100%. That was me growing up. I was naturally an energetic child. I talked too much. And I remember at a certain time I was praying to God, saying, God, please take that away. Please make me quiet and no more. I tried so many times to be reserved and quiet, but I failed. I was naturally a bubbly child. Growing up, I learned to embrace that, and God later showed me why I had to hear that as part of my character, and also how to control it, you know. So I've heard people like calling me that even at, you know, university. I remember a few years back, I'd already started my royal deity, my baby. If you don't know about it, please go on my Facebook. Go on Facebook and just type royal deity, DEITY. Or on Instagram, it's there as well. It is an events company, which I started about 3 years ago. So as I was saying, about a few years back, I had already started the Royal Date events, and I was mostly specializing in cooking and baking at that time. I was given a task at our youth church in Chinoy to bake some foodies for our all-night prayer. So I am naturally someone who prefer to do things in advance, be it events or anyway. I prepare like way before. I avoid last-minute work or panicking because I can panic. So I asked people to help me from church, and we would open a group chat from that. Then a sister friend of mine came to my inbox and told me, Petty, do you know kuti unyezungu? You are too forward. That's what it means. Not that it was news to me. I've heard that title since I was young. But the words that later came realized that it was deeper than what I think. And it was something that she had wanted to say for a long time. I accepted it, and later I had a conversation with her, and I love her. I really love her. These are like the least experiences which I've had with critics. Starting the baby royal dignity has opened me to many of this, not only from outsiders, but even from my closest family. I've heard questions like, why are you doing this? What's more, for a long time, I suffered from losses. I have failed a lot of time and made a lot of mistakes also in trying to build the name royal dignity. Dignity, that's my baby. I've heard people call royal dignity satanic, which they had their own interpretation of deity. For me, it was a name which came after like the deity of Jesus Christ. Go and Google it. One lady said, oh, tichawana, we will see, thinking we'll stop operating in the first year. I've had encounters where people attack me on my page, on my Facebook, on WhatsApp, you know. It's not only in business, but also in music also. I've had critics about my dressing, my church, the way I look, the way I talk, what I believe. Hey, you see, if you have been criticized, you are not alone. We are in this together. I am you. So you can say, Petty, how do I silence the critic? Well, that's simple. You win. Yes, you silence your critics by winning. Not small wins, but big wins. First and foremost, I want you to breathe. Then distance yourself from critics, because if you're not strong enough, their words can get to you and they will discourage you and change you. That was one of the major steps I took. I deleted critics' number and distanced myself as far away from them as possible. Mind you, some of these people were people I called my closest friends. Yes, I still love them with genuine love, but I thought the best I can do for me was loving them from afar. Hey, you. After that, you do your thing. Yes, you do your thing. Think of it. If I had listened to people who said, Unedzungu, you should turn it down, I wouldn't have started Royal Deity, which is slowly becoming a giant in motivational events, or released my single, which is called Love Divine. Go check it out on YouTube. I would not even be here on this platform hosting the Hey You series with Petty. From that Dzungu, I met important people and I made amazing friendship, and I dined with, you know, very important people like Janet Manyoa, Shinki Manyeza, just to name a few. These are like really big people in Zimbabwe. You can ask, so where are those people that criticized you? Some of them are like my biggest supporters, and some are still at the very place that I left them. Had I listened to them, I would be stuck with them there. Hey, you, collect everything they said about you, and I want you to make big moves. Make sure the next time you meet, you will not be on the same level they last saw you on. Lastly but not least, I want you to love your critics. I see you, your excuse me face. Yes, I said it right. Love your critic. The Bible already told us to do so. Love your enemies. If you think I'm lying, go and read Matthew 5 verse 44. And you're saying, Petty, how do I do that? Hey, you, stay with me for a bit. Well, the truth is I'm also still trying to get through this process, but I found a way. Every time you say your evening prayers, your morning prayers, include the critic's name too. Yes, 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 yes. Pray for abundance, pray for peace, good health, and joy for your critic. It's hard, but try it. You start feeling so much better. In conclusion, I want to say, all those what the critics ever said to you was said for a reason. There is a song, Marvin Sepp, it's a song that I love, which includes those lyrics. You must go through the fire, but you won't smell like smoke. I'll be better than before. God wanted you to go through that criticism so that you can be a better person, humble and loving. Don't let the critics get to you, but take what they say, learn from them, and win. Whatever you do, don't forget, I am just right here. Yes, I am here for you, clapping for you. Till next time, see you soon.